Like I say, I would love to meet one of them, yeah. And I'd love to say, come and be me, come and do what I try to do.
Yeah.
You know, I am struggling now, and I know that, you know, I have to go in the wheelchair sometimes because I can't walk. Yeah. I can walk 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hate being in a wheelchair. When we go on holiday, if Wayne, if it's just me and Wayne, he won't drink and drive, and I can't walk.
No.
So we have to get a wheelchair. So we go to our place, and I have to get in a wheelchair because he won't, he can't go out of a night, have a good drink, and then drive me back.
Yes.
And you know what? To sit in a wheelchair is awful.
Well, and looking at you, you're so completely and utterly able.
Yeah. And then when I get in that wheelchair, yeah. I then feel sad for the others that have to be in the wheelchair, because you do get stared at more. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's,
definitely. Yeah, it changes your status all round, doesn't it, if you're in a wheelchair.
You know, I've always wanted to have my own chat show.
Yeah.
It's like my magazine where I do Mandy's World.
Yeah.
I would definitely make a very good chat host about life. Not about just being a medium, but my Mandy's World is about everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't get many disabled people on telly. And this makes me so cross, because I'm thinking, you know, if people knew more of disability, this is why I used to do talks at schools. I used to go to the schools.
Yeah.
And see, I'd done that when my girls were little.
Yeah.
I didn't want my girls being bullied.
Mm.
I didn't want them, you know, because kids can be cruel. So I made sure my girls were okay about it. And I said to them, would you mind if mummy goes and talks? And they were both fine.
Yeah.
And I used to go to, I started off at their school and talked about what I do with my feet.
Yeah.
Then obviously other schools got to hear about it. So then I started to do more schools. And I had to do it differently with young ones to older ones. And do you know what I've done? I got two twin dollies.
Mm-hmm.
I took arms off one
mm-hmm.
and left arms on the other. I covered them up.
Yeah.
And then I said to the little ones, is there anything the matter with these babies? And they'd look at them and go, no. Then we'd take the cover off and I'd go, is there something the matter now? And they'd go, yes. And then I'd explain that although that baby hasn't got arms, they're not really different.
No.
And then obviously then I had to work with teenagers.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I always say to them, ask me what you want. If I don't like it, I won't answer it. But they were brilliant. I found the older, when I used to go and do women's, you know, when women used to get together in groups and that, I used to find the older people are stupid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I used to love doing that, going around doing talks. And then I got to think, you know, if I had my own chat show, people would see.
Yeah.
You know, we're not stupid.
Yeah, no, absolutely, completely.
No.
Without question.
But I know, the way I run my Facebook now, I have loads on there that are so watching what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. People are all, you know, like clustered around you like a magnet, you know, wanting to know.
You know, it'd be lovely for you to, if ever you could come and see a show and see me in action.
I would love to come and see a show. When's the next one?
I've got the next, because the 10th has sold out, but the 17th,
of December.
That's my Christmas show, and you'd actually see me do trance as well.
I'd love to come and do that. Yeah. Where do you do it?
Just up the road here.
Okay.
But if you want to come, let me know, because obviously you can bring someone if you want, say if you're coming on your own, and I'll reserve you a couple of seats.
I'd love to come.
Really?
We'd definitely do that.
I'd love to see how I work.
Because, and then if I do the follow-up interview with you after that, then I could ask you some questions more specifically to do with that.
Yeah.
Would be great. Amazing lights.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much. You've covered, like, all of my questions.
Yeah, just I couldn't cover when I was younger about my medical things and that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is your mum still living?
Yeah, I mean, I can ask them.
You could ask. To be honest, in your case, a lot of what you're doing now is sort of more interest.
Yeah.
But if you did see your mum and you wanted to ask her, some of those questions, like, you know, how long she took.
I'll ask those kinds of things. Okay.
That would be great. But I'd love to speak to you again after your show.
Yeah.
Oh yes, please. Could we? could I reserve 2 tickets?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, that would be fantastic.
You can actually, it starts, you have to be there for 7 and you get shown to your seat, and then it doesn't finish till about 10:30.
Okay. Well, it's very easy to get from London here to.
And then you can see me in action.
I'd love to see you in action. I've seen you in action already today. Brilliant. I've hardly had to say a word. You've made my life very easy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's fine.